From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Guy Raz. And we begin this hour with the Occupy Wall Street movement. It is 2 months old today, and protesters mark the occasion by marching into the heart of New York's financial district. Hundreds of demonstrators clashed with police in the streets around the New York Stock Exchange before taking their message to other parts of the city. Police have arrested scores of people, but as NPR's Joel Rose reports now, that does not seem to be discouraging the occupiers.
Hundreds of protesters gathered this morning in Zuccotti Park, where the Occupy Wall Street movement began, then marched a few blocks toward Wall Street.
All day, all week, shut down Wall Street, all day.
But before protesters got to the Stock Exchange, they were blocked by hundreds of New York police officers with metal barricades and horses. Groups of protesters clashed with police in the narrow streets around the Stock Exchange. More than 150 arrests were reported. Ray Lewis is a retired Philadelphia police officer, but today in New York, Lewis was on the other side of the law with the protesters in the street.
Solidarity with people that are being exploited by corporate America.
Lewis, who wore his dress blues for the occasion, says the New York police should realize they're part of the 99% too.
That they're victims also. They don't fully realize it yet, but Dictator Bloomberg, a representative of corporate America, is ordering them to do what they're doing.
Moments later, New York's finest led Lewis away in handcuffs. The protesters did not manage to shut down the New York Stock Exchange. It opened as scheduled at 9:30. But protesters did succeed in making life very difficult for people who live and work near Wall Street. Lawyer Tom Hilgardner was trying to get to an appointment at a law office near the Stock Exchange.
I told the police officer, I have a deposition today at 40 Wall Street. How do I get in there? And he said, you can't get in there without ID. So business as usual is not going on at 40 Wall Street today. If there's people who have depositions over there, they're not getting to them.
Wall Street traders had to pass through a gauntlet of police barricades to get to work this morning. And trader Jonathan Corpina told local news channel New York One he wasn't happy about it.
I think there's a lot of wasted energy that's occurring right now. A lot of time that we're all focusing on this. A lot of time that the protesters are trying to make their point. I think we all channeled it together on the same unified front. We'd get a lot more accomplished.
Any members of the media who do not wish to get arrested, please get on the sidewalk.
City officials, too, seem to be losing patience with the protest. Mayor Michael Bloomberg ordered police to remove the protesters from Zuccotti Park this week for a cleaning, and a judge ruled they cannot bring their sleeping bags and tarps back into the park. That's raised big questions about the future of Occupy Wall Street. Today, the movement responded by taking its message to subway stations around the city. Small groups of protesters told their stories to fellow strap hangers during afternoon rush hour.
Mic check!
Mic check!
Mic check!
Mic check!
My name is Justin.
My name is Justin.
I was a public high school teacher.
I was a public high school teacher.
In Brooklyn, New York.
Former teacher Justin Weeds lost his teaching job because of budget cuts and is still out of work. He says the Occupy movement can survive its temporary eviction from Zuccotti Park.
It's galvanized the entire country and really the world and shown how far the police will go and the mayor will go to try to silence the 99%. We've stayed peaceful, we've stayed calm, we've stayed resilient, and we've stayed committed to spreading the message of the 99%.
Weeds and company got off the train at Times Square and then faced a moment of indecision.
Mic check!
What are we doing now?
After some discussion, the occupiers decided to hop a downtown train to City Hall, where they met up with thousands of other protesters for a peaceful march across the Brooklyn Bridge. The bigger question, what's next for the Occupy movement as a whole, is still anybody's guess. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.